Welcome to GW Hospital HealthCast. I'm Dr. Mike Smith. The topic today is women and heart disease, what you need to know. My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Pocock. She is a cardiac surgeon and a member of the medical staff at the George Washington University Hospital. Dr. Pocock, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So women don't have the same symptoms as men do for both heart disease and heart attack. So obviously they need to pay attention to different things. What are those different symptoms that women experience?
Sure. Well, what I would say is they actually can have the same symptoms as men. And the symptoms that most people think of when they think of having heart disease or a heart attack are chest pain, chest pressure. Some people will say things like, it feels like an elephant sitting on my chest. The ones that are a little bit less common are things like having jaw pain, having arm pain, primarily on the left. I think one of the differences with women, so there's two things. One, women frequently will not necessarily minimize, but they'll try to just keep getting through their day and will frequently present a little bit later. So they may have the same similar symptoms, but just not give it the seriousness that it may warrant. And they do actually also sometimes have different symptoms. So they may have something more like heartburn or abdominal pain, as opposed to actually having the chest pain that most people think of when they are worried that they could be having a heart attack.
Right. With more of this kind of coming to knowledge now that women may experience some different symptoms, and there's this idea, though, that maybe women are brushed off a little bit as just maybe being tired or depressed and often go untreated. So why do you think that happens?
You know, I think it could be for a variety of reasons. I think most people, whether it's people in the community or physicians, think that heart disease is more common in men. What I can tell you here at GW, there's actually a very significant female population that ends up having heart surgery. So we frequently will recognize a heart problem being real in women. But so I think women will minimize their symptoms on occasion, which makes it difficult to interpret. And I think providers are not necessarily as aware of the prevalence of heart disease in women, which is certainly very significant. One of the things that we suggest to people in the community is that they very clearly articulate to the healthcare provider what they are feeling and not try to minimize it, and as well making sure that they are aware of what risk factors are for heart disease so that they will know to certainly bring it to a medical provider's attention if they have high blood pressure or trouble with their cholesterol or diabetes or any of the concerning risk factors that would make heart disease more likely as opposed to anxiety or stress or depression.
Right. Dr. Pocock, I do remember back in the 1980s some of the first public service announcements that came out about heart attack signs, and I'm pretty sure all of them were, the scenario was a man. Right, having the chest pressure, having the cholesterol. So maybe that's where some of that comes from. And so I guess as healthcare providers, we just have to remember that it's equal opportunity in terms of gender when it comes to heart disease. Talk a little bit about when a woman should make an appointment with a cardiologist, or maybe go straight to the emergency room. Like, what are some symptoms that that would tell you right to the emergency room versus make an appointment?
Well, I think if the patient is concerned and they think that they're going to have any difficulty in even speaking with someone, whether it's a primary care or a cardiologist's office, if they're concerned, someone should hear about it right away. So if they think that there's going to be any delay in getting in touch with a provider, I think better safe than sorry. Go to an emergency room or an urgent care where they're very skilled in rapidly assessing someone to say, yeah, is this likely related to the heart, or is this something that can take a little bit more time to work up and we don't have to do it as an emergency? And especially if they call their primary care and they're able to get through to someone quickly or their cardiologist, the people in those offices are very well trained at being able to say, you know, let's schedule you for an appointment, let's bring you into the office today, or we suggest you go to the hospital emergently. So crushing chest pain, they should go. Sweating, nausea, vomiting, all of these things together will certainly all get our attention for something related to the heart. It may not be, but it's one of those things that you certainly don't want to miss it.
Yeah. And how important is it that the treatment start as fast as possible? So when we're trying to get patients to go and get checked out, how important is it really? And what are some of the outcomes if somebody really gets in early and is treated right away?
You know, it really depends what the problem is that they're having. But I think if they are able to contact a healthcare provider as soon as they're worried, it just gives us that much more time to figure out what's going on before an actual emergency happens. So any sort of time advantage can really only help them. When someone is having a certain type of heart attack, it is certainly much better for them to get to the emergency room and to treatment even within the hour, if possible. And that's one of the things that we strive for with our interventional cardiology team here at GW. And so for heart attacks, certainly, the sooner it can be picked up and the sooner they can get to treatment, the more heart muscle that has the potential to be saved, preventing them from having, you know, sort of lifelong effects of a heart attack.
So let's go back to one of the first things you had mentioned about sometimes women sometimes will try to tough it out a little bit, mm-hmm. get through the rest of their mm-hmm. day. They got kids to take care of. They're trying, you know, right. We get that. We know we have great moms and they work really hard. So how do we speak to that woman? How do we convince them not to do that? Does GW have any plans maybe for outreach education? What's on
Absolutely.
The horizon there?
Yeah,
for you guys?
We've actually been talking about that because I think one of the most important things is to get plugged in early with a primary care doctor who can even say, do you have any risk factors for heart disease? Because that way, everyone knows to be more vigilant. There's a big difference in someone who's young and healthy and active. The chance that they have a heart-related issue is going to be less likely than someone who has some of the other medical problems that are going to make it more likely for them. So just having that already established is going to be very, very helpful so that if a woman does develop, you know, abdominal pain or they think it's heartburn, that way their provider has already told them, you know, I just want to make sure you know if you start feeling this, you are at some increased risk and we want to hear about it sooner rather than later and please call us. And I think if you have that sort of thing set up, I think it's going to improve the recognition and improve treatment early. So yes, what we're working to do here at GW is we're going to try and set up a heart health more of a task force. And it's going to target both women and men, but to say, it going out and doing community outreach, here are the risk factors. What is your blood pressure? What are the things that you could improve on if you want to decrease any risk for heart disease for you or your family? Here's just some healthy things that you can do to make it less likely you're ever going to have a problem with your heart. And here's what to do if you become concerned. Here's who to contact and who to reach out. And Our goal is to get people plugged in to primary care providers and to know what the next step is if they become concerned.
So, Dr. Pocock, in summary, what would you like people to know about women in heart disease?
That it's a real entity, that it really exists, affects millions of women every year in the U.S. and all over. Number one killer of women is heart disease, and I think that's frequently under-recognized that, you know, women are very, very concerned about breast cancer, and rightfully so, but heart disease is actually a much bigger killer of women than breast cancer. And I think that people have to remember that and keep that in perspective. And if they're worried about something related to their heart, not to downplay it, but for them to be their own advocates and really seek treatment and make sure that they give people the opportunity to evaluate and say, this is something we're worried about. Let's look into this further, or give them a chance to reassure them and say, I think we're okay for now, but good to know about it and good to think about it.
Dr. Pocock, thank you for the work that you're doing, and thank you for coming on the show today. You're listening to GW Hospital HealthCast with the George Washington University Hospital. For more information, you can go to gwhospital.com. That's gwhospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the George Washington University Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Dr. Mike Smith. Thanks for listening.